This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is planning to announce sanctions on Russia as soon as today. Sources say it will target several individuals and entities. The package of sanctions targeting several Russian officials will be coupled with orders to expel some of them from the United States. The sanctions would be part of a set of responses by the U.S. government to a cybersecurity breach, which was identified in December and that the U.S. government said was likely orchestrated by Russia. Violent protests continue in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as demonstrators clash with police following the apparent accidental death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Ex-Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death. She has since posted $100,000 bond. A group of House Republicans Tuesday will introduce a constitutional amendment aimed at setting the number of Supreme Court justices at 9 in reaction to calls from Democrats to pack the court in an executive order by President Biden to study the topic. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Biden's announcement of pulling all U.S. and NATO troops out of Afghanistan has been met with criticism. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are still currently in the country. But the decision has been met with criticism. Admiral James Stavridis led NATO operations in Afghanistan for 4 years, and he tells MSNBC that he would have advised the president against pulling out and hopes the U.S. will continue to fund the Afghan military in their fight against the Taliban.
I don't know if the outcome is going to be better or worse. But I do know, as military officer, it's never a good idea to tell your opponents, we will be off the field by this date certain.
The United States entered Afghanistan October 7, 2001. Congratulations to Chicago White Sox pitcher Carlos Rodon for throwing a no-hitter Wednesday night, beating the Cleveland Indians 8-0. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia. The race will be televised on Fox and Motor Racing Network. We recently caught up with driver Brad Keselowski and asked him about the Richmond Raceway.
Richmond was kind of a dominant race for us last fall. I was super disappointed that Richmond in the spring got canceled because of COVID, because I thought it would be really good. But I'm looking forward to going back and hopeful to have the same success we had last fall. It's certainly a track that I've had circled. You know, Jeremy Bowens, my crew chief, and the whole team did such a great job preparing the car for that racetrack. So hopefully we can repeat.
Driver William Byron was asked to compare Richmond to other tracks.
You know, I think it honestly is its own beast. I mean, it kind of is like Atlanta with the surface. But then you've got some aspects of it that are similar to Phoenix, I guess. So it's, it's really kind of its own beast. It's very low grip. Even lower grip in the race car than it looks. So it's always kind of a challenge to manage the throttle there. You've got to kind of, sometimes you're running half throttle down the straightaway just to keep the tires under it, later on in a run. So it's a challenge.
NASA's $800 million Mars lander is in an energy crisis because of dirt on the solar panels. InSight, which landed on Mars in 2018, is in need of a windstorm to blow the panels clean. USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Rashida Tlaib, elected congresswoman, once again has lit up everybody with her latest tweet. She says, we continue to see death after death at the hands of police officers with no meaningful accountability for the officers or department involved. Now, I know when you read that, it first kind of raises up your ire a little bit because that's a narrative that she wants to put out. It's not fact-based, but she's out there inflaming. That's what she does. But it's okay because, you know, this is what we love about this country. And I don't want to destroy our First Amendment right to free speech. She goes on to say that we've seen, you know, dollar, $3 signs, which means lots of money. And she probably could have kept on going throughout the entire line, pumped into training and half measures only to see the killing of Duante Wright mere miles from the Derek Chauvin trial justified as a mistaken use of a gun instead of a taser. If you can't distinguish between a gun and a taser, you shouldn't be carrying either. I think most reasonable people would agree with that proposition. But Rashida Tlaib does not have the advantage of understanding in not wearing a uniform and being in a tense situation where things can get out of hand and stress sometimes when we make stressful decisions. When Rashida Tlaib makes a stressful decision, she can back it. She can back off. She can step back and apologize, although I don't know if she's ever apologized. But anyway, and she's got handlers and people in her staff who can, you know, help kind of write or mollify a misspoken word or whatever she says, or just flat out ignore it. But, you know, with police, you can't, because it's a life and death situation. And when you're dealing with law enforcement, you're dealing oftentimes, life travels very quickly and it happens in seconds. And not over a, over even an 8 second soundbite or even, a cycle, a reporting cycle, as they say. It can last there for quite a while. But the fact of the matter is that our First Amendment right gives us the opportunity to discuss this. And what she brings into the discussion debate here, I'm saying, hey, don't throw it out. I mean, she's at one side of the discussion. Of no police, and the other side, the other extreme would be, hey, let's just militarize the police and go overboard, right? But we know through experience that somewhere in the middle, and that's what we're looking for, that sweet spot in the middle that, can be a true service to the community. I want to bring Megan Barth here. Megan is the founder proprietor of RegganBabe.com. Megan, when I first heard what Rashida Tlaib had to say, I said, wow. You know, here she is, an elected official. Can't she be more responsible? And then I had to think and for just a moment and just say, you know, our country can handle this. The people are smart enough, you know, to handle this. You know, she's been, you know, swaying some, you know, some followers and that sort of thing. But I'm saying, let's have the debate. Let's talk about it. Maybe we can do it in a way that's a little bit more reasonable than what happened with Dan Bongino and Geraldo. But Geraldo represented the left so greatly. I mean, he's so typical of the left. And that is that you know, if they're not winning the argument, then they start calling you names, right? This is like, how juvenile. I mean, Geraldo, what is Geraldo, 77, somewhere in there? And he's a grown man, and he's talking like a little, you know, bully, you know, like a little schoolyard bully there, you know, and calling Dan names. It's like, no, whenever you reduce yourself to that element, you're losing the argument, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely, and that's actually a quote that Margaret Thatcher used. You know, I love when my opponents, and I'm, of course, paraphrasing, I love when my opponents end up insulting me during a debate because I know I've won the argument. And that's exactly why the Democrats don't want to have a debate. Marjorie Taylor Greene actually just posed a challenge to AOC to openly debate with moderators of their choice the Green New Deal. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is not only an outspoken firebrand, she's run and owned a construction company for 20 years. And so as a builder and as a consumer of material goods and as a subject of regulation, she certainly knows how this Green New Deal would impact specifically the housing market, but also broader than that, the average taxpayer because of all the new regulations. But the Green New Deal really is just wrapped up in this infrastructure bill, which is totaling close to $2 trillion that the Biden administration wants to pass because all of a sudden everything is infrastructure, according to the left. Packing the Supreme Court is actually infrastructure, according to a Democrat out of New York. And women's rights are infrastructure. Maternity leave is infrastructure. Everything but the border and roads seem to be infrastructure.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to get D.C. in that infrastructure conversation, D.C. and Puerto Rico.
Well, somehow, you know, everything. Right. Yeah, illegal immigration is infrastructure, according to what's going on at our border. But going back to Minneapolis, let's just make one thing clear. Duante, is it Duante? I'm not sure how to pronounce his name.
Duante
was a criminal menace to society. He was just not shot accidentally because he was wanted on multiple warrants for illegal gun possession, assaulting and choking a woman, and not showing up for a court date. And what I really found out, what was interesting, is that his parents, I guess he has parents, even though he's a criminal, they just let him on this crime spree. They were the first to find a camera in order to spread the false narrative that he got shot over an air freshener, so they could find the time to find a camera and lie, but they couldn't find the time to drag his criminal butt into court to address the judge under a warrant. Couldn't find the time to bring their son into court, so he missed the court date. It was an unfortunate, tragic accident. Accidents happen. But when you are dealing with a criminal who is wanted on gun charges, the response to that is to protect the community and protect the policemen's lives by any use of force necessary. How did the criminal get a gun? I thought gun control laws were pretty strict in Minnesota, but it seems to me that criminals, much like at the border, don't follow laws.
Imagine that.
And so certainly criminals are not going to follow curfews, which the governor of Minnesota has put in place. So again, the summer of love, as the Oregon mayor, I believe, called it at one time, and the peaceful protests, as the Democrat called the 2020 riots, are starting a little bit early in the spring this year. So I would suggest anybody in or around the Minnesota area or in major cities invest in some plywood and make sure you start boarding up your windows early.
Exactly, because here you are. I mean, no law, no order. And all this, I mean, you look at the genesis of this kid's life. His parents knew who this kid was, just the same way that, you know, if the truth be known, you know, George Floyd, just go on down the list and some of these, Michael Brown. Michael Brown was a neighborhood bully. You know, hands up, don't shoot, you know, has become the narrative and the rallying cry for Black Lives Matter and others. You know, but it gets away from the truth and the reality of what's going on. I mean, to the point, I got to tell you, Megan, that a lot of blacks, are just, they're just kind of shaking their head, and they're eager, like the rest of us, to, let's do what we have to do, if it's possible to get on the other side of this. But, part of the problem is when you want to accommodate evil and bad behavior, then, boy, it's just impossible. You're trying to put a round peg in a square hole here. We've got more from Megan Barth after this.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
We say in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and your opinion does matter in terms of the debate to get us to not to live on the opinion, but get to the point to where something is proven and that it becomes empirical, I should say. I'm making my own words sound like an attorney now. Empirical, so that it can be of value to answering the problem. You can't just sit on the opinion, Megan Barth. It's got to come to a reasonable conclusion, and that's what I'm concerned about where we are right now. It's like our culture needs a shock, some sort of system shock to get it out of this rut because of the narrative of the mainstream media, the acceptance that your opinion matters more than anything else. You know what? Your opinion doesn't matter more than anything else. The truth is what's matter. But if you want to share your opinion to get to said end truth, and so that we can be better in the realm of truth as opposed to opinion, hey, I'm for that. I'm alongside you on that deal. But just to exercise in the realm of opinion and going nowhere else but just frustrating the heck out of ourselves, I'd much rather do something else. Like maybe a root canal or something.
Well, I think James O'Keefe had probably one of the best exposés this week produced by an undercover journalist that worked for Project Veritas, which highlighted the fact that the director, a director-level position at CNN, was caught on a undercover camera saying that CNN delivers propaganda because, for example, they ran the COVID death count because they were feeding the people what they thought would be important in order to unseat Trump and they and help Biden. And they were actually cheering on the COVID counter to go higher.
Right.
So in order to produce propaganda, which is exactly what CNN has admitted to doing through one of their directors, they can manipulate the reality in order to give the viewership a perception of something that is not true to be true.
Right. So, this is all part of the narrative.
They also admitted that they have guests on, like Republicans, who could be easily baited and then defamed by one of their hosts. And they do this constantly. So they have their guests on so they can basically trash their guests after they take the bait. So the mainstream media, you mentioned before we went to break, the whole hands up, don't shoot, never happened.
Exactly.
But yet, that those words were never uttered. That was a manufactured lie. And out of that manufactured lie, we saw Ferguson burned to the ground, much like we're witnessing Minneapolis, under the manufactured lie provided by this criminal menace, Duante's parents, that he was shot over an air freshener. We had members of Congress tweet out that he was shot because of an air freshener. And, of course, we had the mainstream media and all of the left-wing zealots tweet out that he was shot over an air freshener. That, again, was a lie. But it served the lie, much like CNN has admitted, served the Democrat Party's purpose.
Yes.
And the Democrat Party's purpose is to, one, create chaos in the streets by calling them peaceful protests, by Kamala Harris bailing out the rioters from the 2020 election, as well as campaign staff from Biden and other Democrats. So they perpetuate the chaos through not telling the truth, by bailing out violent felons, by opening the border, and by lying to the black people. I said to you while we were on break, if black people want to go back to Malcolm X and perhaps start fixing their own communities, they would listen to what Malcolm X said. And the greatest threat to the black community is a white liberal.
Wow.
And we can see that now as we look at the generational destruction in our major cities that have happened because of Democrat rule. In Chicago, you have had Democrat majorities for over 80 years. In St. Louis, the same. In D.C., the same. Any major city where you have high black population, you have had Democrat rule for generations. And because there is so much inherent fraud in the election, in our voting system, their voices, the black voices, continue to be silenced, as well as our voices, because of the fraud. The Democrats
reasonable black voices that live there and see the discrepancy and realize that they need to change out the forces. But they see, I mean, probably for them, when they looked at the 2020 election, they probably said, no big whoop, we've been dealing with this for decades. You know, so now the rest of America is kind of tasting a little bit about what we've been dealing with, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at, you know, when you look at Donald Trump's numbers, which received the most in any president without fraud, a huge amount of the population, black and Hispanic, voted for Donald Trump more than any other president.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to necessarily stop treating black people much different than white people, right? Because that's how the Democrats treat them, like they are some sort of special class. They are hardworking Americans who want a good education for their child, much like every other American. And if there is one thing I think that is a shining light out of this huge plandemic that we've just gone through, 15 days to flatten the curve has turned into 400 days to flatten the economy and to decimate the middle class, it is that you can homeschool your children. And homeschooling has gone through the roof since the pandemic because people are waking up to the fact that the teachers' union, who controls the Democrat Party, who controls the public education system, is not interested in your child's education. They are interested in their own power.
Right. Well, that's what's
–
yeah. Go ahead.
No, that is just one thing of how we turn this ship. It was we start – with the education system. We start bringing education back into the homes. We stop sacrificing our children on the altar of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and everything else that they throw at these kids. Gender studies, which does not help them succeed in the world. But that
exactly.
is the primary goal, right? Why would you want a successful populace? The Democrats don't want a successful independent populace. The Democrats want dependency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want compliance is what they want, and they're going to get it one way or another, whether it's with the vaccine, passports, other things that they're trying to do that continue to invade, on our liberties. That's what this is all about. Going back to what you were talking about in the elections, we've got a little less than 2 minutes left here, Megan. I mean, the evidence is coming out. Again, the truth always finds a way out. Whether we're talking, Pennsylvania found something like, 21,000 dead people on their rolls. And it wasn't like they offered, said, hey, let's clear it up. They had to be compelled to clear up and get the 21,000. But yet they voted in 2020. Keep in mind, President Trump lost most of these key states, with around 20,000 votes. So that's just the top. OK, we're not even getting into, dead people. I mean, well, that in case it was dead people, and then you got a situation, where was it, in Michigan, something like 60,000, over 60,000 votes, they can't even, legally certify. I mean, it's a mess. And then Georgia, you reported the chain of custody records for 355,000 absentee ballots deposited in drop boxes. You know, there was no report of that. So all this stuff lost in the fog of the 2020 elections and what the left was able to do in creating such hatred towards Donald Trump that we are willing to suspend reality and the truth. And look where we are now. You got Joe Biden as president. Thank you very much.
355,000 ballots in Georgia alone do not have any chain of custody. That should be one of the biggest stories, but the mainstream media is burying it because it would hurt the Democrat Party.
Without a doubt. Megan Marth, founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com. That's where you go to be in the flow of the know. Megan, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is planning to announce sanctions on Russia as soon as today. Sources say it will target several individuals and entities. The package of sanctions targeting several Russian officials will be coupled with orders to expel some of them from the United States. The sanctions would be part of a set of responses by the U.S. government to a cybersecurity breach, which was identified in December and that the U.S. government said was likely orchestrated by Russia. Violent protests continue in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as demonstrators clash with police following the apparent accidental death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Ex-Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death. She has since posted $100,000 bond. A group of House Republicans Tuesday will introduce a constitutional amendment aimed at setting the number of Supreme Court justices at 9 in reaction to calls from Democrats to pack the court in an executive order by President Biden to study the topic. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America Bill Martinez time and Jordan Gooden time. And start again. 3. Martinez here. It is Jordan Goodman time, America's Money Answers Man and nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, good to be with you. You got some Bitcoin hanging there in your pocket or in your penny loafers?
Sorry. If you put it, it would lift you right up to the skies because it's going up a lot. So
unbelievable.
Bitcoin is now up to about $65,000 per Bitcoin.
Wow.
Last January 2020, it was about $3,000. So it's gone up many, many fold. Mm-hmm. And it's going up more. Now, the big thing that just happened was Coinbase, mm-hmm. think of it as the New York Stock Exchange of the Bitcoin world, went public at $250 a share. It immediately went to $400 a share. Okay, so it's an absolute crypto craze. Now, that's where you trade not only Bitcoin, but Ethereum and Litecoin and all the different coins are going through Coinbase, which didn't, it formed 9 years ago. Didn't exist 9 years ago. Now it's, I think it's worth about $36 billion, something like that. So
wow.
A lot of it from cryptos.
So give me the bottom line on Bitcoin. What is it that's, you know, causing it to increase in value so rapidly? I mean, the last time, I think it was just a couple of weeks ago, we were, you know, shocked at $50,000.
Yep.
Now it's at $65,000. I mean, where does this stop?
I think we'll definitely hit $100,000 this year.
Wow.
Maybe even soon this year. So several things. First of all, institutions are now getting on board and actually using it and trading it on a regular kind of basis. Retailers are using it. You can actually buy and sell things on eBay and Etsy and PayPal using Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. More and more retailers are going to be using it. Elon Musk recently said you can buy a Tesla with Bitcoin. Now, Teslas go for, what, $45,000, $50,000? So you actually get some change. If you give them one Bitcoin, you actually get $10,000 back.
Yes.
If you give them a $65,000 Bitcoin.
Right.
It's just becoming more widely used. And I think it's considered, in my mind anyway, the alternative to gold.
Mm-hmm.
Gold has actually been going down. Gold's been like $1,700 an ounce. Really hasn't been doing much lately. But Bitcoin is soaring. The federal government is printing money like crazy. The Federal Reserve, $120 billion a month, and going to continue to do that for a long time. That's on the monetary side of the house. On the fiscal side, we just had the $1.9 trillion stimulus and a potential $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. All of this money is being borrowed. Okay, we don't have that money in the kitty to spend.
Right.
That is potentially inflationary, and that devalues the U.S. dollar. Now, normally in that circumstance, people would go to gold. Mm-hmm. But now they're going to Bitcoin. So I think it's a combination of these factors, and that's why Bitcoin and other currencies are going up as well, much more.
Right. So the cryptocurrency putting pressure, downward pressure on gold, you say?
Yes, I think to some extent. People are saying this is much more exciting, got much more liquidity. There is a limitation on Bitcoin of 21 million Bitcoins can ever be produced. They set that up originally in 2009. There's a limitation on gold, too, but there's almost a scarcity value, as strange as it may seem, to a digital currency. And everybody's jumping in.
Until there isn't.
Much higher.
Yeah, until there isn't.
They're, they're not going to make more than 21 million. That's why you have these cryptocurrency mining operations, they call them, which are actually these server farms out in the middle of nowhere, near power supplies. They put them like near dams where they can get hydropower because they use so much electricity that they need the electricity cost to be low. So there are literally places around America, around the world, where these huge, they call them server farms, where you have thousands of servers cranking 24 hours to so-called mine Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies by doing all these algorithms. I don't know how this works, but they use a lot of power. Let's put that.
Yeah. Well, I understand the use of a lot of power, but you know, you've got X amount or a limited amount, a defined amount, supposedly. When you always hear somebody say, "Well, it's going to be a defined amount," but look what it's done. I mean, probably anybody that owns Bitcoin wants it to stay exactly the way they said it was going to stay. Otherwise, if they start flooding the market, you know, now
well, there have been other currencies. Remember, we had 2017. We had that flushing of so-called ICOs, initial coin options, and a lot of those never went anywhere, and that was kind of a fraud in many cases. So, people going back to the main ones, Ethereum and Bitcoin being the two biggest, but there's others as well. But Bitcoin's where people are going. So, anyway, I think it's going much. I actually have some resources at moneyanswers.com if people want to find out more. There's one called Paxful, for example, which allows you very easily to trade, buy and sell Bitcoin. Coinbase, we talked about before. There's something called eToro, which is like an online community about the whole Bitcoin world. It's a new world for a lot of people, Bill, and this is the way I learn about it.
Right, exactly. Well, and speaking of all this stuff flying around, by the way, I'm sure everybody's heard the news by now, the passing of Bernie Madoff, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, for a long time, he was very prominent. He was actually the chairman of the NASDAQ for a while, and he did a lot of innovative things in the market. And then he had two separate. He had the securities business, and then he had the investment business. The investment management business is where things got out of line. And in the end, he had about a $50 billion Ponzi scheme where he kept bringing people in, and very prominent people,
yes,
Steven Spielberg,
exactly,
and foundations and country clubs and Palm Beach and just the richest of the rich, saying you're going to get a nice 9% return. And he would pay that by taking money from new investors to pay the old investors, kind of a classic Ponzi scheme.
Ponzi scheme, right. Exactly.
And I'll tell you something, a lot of people don't realize what brought Bernie Madoff down. He'd been doing this for 25 years. Okay, so
25 years. He was almost as good as the government.
Almost. Not, yeah. They're the ultimate Ponzi scheme, but this is what brought Bernie Madoff down. People may not realize this. In October 2008, that's when the market crashed. Remember, Lehman Brothers went down, AIG, and everything was going bust, and the stock market was plummeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what people would do is they would have losses in their regular portfolio, and they wanted to sell their Bernie Madoff so-called secure holdings to make up for the losses elsewhere.
Right.
So he like had a run on the bank of redemptions, people saying, well, at least I got my good old safe Bernie Madoff money here. I need that money to cover margin calls and kind of make up for these huge losses I'm taking. And by the time it came to December 6th, 2008, he couldn't meet these redemptions because it was all fraudulent. There was nothing there. The only way he was paying off was bringing in new money all the time.
Mm.
And he brought his two sons into his office and said, it's all a fraud. Right. There has been no trades. It's all fraud. But that was what caused it, was all the sudden rush of redemptions because the stock market had fallen. This could have gone on for many more years had that not
exactly.
happened. So people
yeah.
often don't realize what actually brought Bernie Madoff down, and that was it.
Well, let's talk infrastructure, hard and soft. I mean, we're finding out things that we never thought in a million years was infrastructure, but according to Joe Biden, it's infrastructure. We get this new language. I think we need a new dictionary brought to you by the Democrats.
Well, there is hard and soft infrastructure. The hard infrastructure is things like roads and bridges and broadband and pipes and electrical grid and, you know, real stuff that which we clearly need. I mean, we've been neglecting that for a long time.
Right.
But the soft infrastructure is things like universal pre-K education, free community college for anybody who wants to go, aid for the elderly and mentally challenged and disabled. All kinds of wonderful social programs, but that's typically not what you think of as infrastructure. So I think what they're going to try to do is to separate the hard and the soft infrastructure. And I think the hard has a relatively good chance of getting through, and I think the soft infrastructure does not have a good chance of getting through because people think it's kind of a socialist dream of just all these wonderful social programs because the money for this, there's only two places it come from, tax revenue or borrowing. Now, they're trying to increase taxes, corporate taxes, from 21% to 28%, and to raise the top individual tax rate, which is currently 37 up to maybe 40 or something like that. That wouldn't be enough. The amount of money we're spending would not be enough to do that. So most of the money is going to be borrowed. We just actually had a report this week that the deficit for the first 6 months of this fiscal year was $1.7 trillion.
Wow.
For 6 months.
Yeah.
So the deficit for the whole year is probably going to be near $4 trillion. The deficit. Normally the entire budget is $4
trillion. Yes,
the entire
exactly.
deficit is going to be $4 trillion. And that's not even counting if this infrastructure bill starts kicking in. So the amount of debt we're taking on is just beyond staggering.
I mean, it's amazing to me that there's people that were still around that would want to lend us money.
Well, we are still the reserve currency of the world. And we have very low interest rates, and the feeling is that we can keep printing the money to pay it back.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time, Bill, and always glad to help.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's Logistics Company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. That means it's time for Dr. Ted Baer. Yes, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing extremely well on a very busy Wednesday, so you're giving me a rest and a chance to just relax and talk about fun things.
Yeah, let's talk about The Chosen. Episode 2.1 is out, right?
Well, we love The Chosen people. You know, we've given them an award at the Movie God Awards last year, and this is their next Chosen season. And it starts off with thunder, which anybody who knows the Bible knows that Jesus called two of the disciples the sons of thunder. And it's, you know, like any one of the Chosen episodes, it's not a strictly straightforward plot. It sort of meanders around and tells a little bit of the Good Samaritan, a little bit of a Good Shepherd. And a lot of it shows Jesus in his humanity, perfect humanity, compared to the apostles who are a little bit off and, you know, can get angry and everything else. That's why they, too, were called the sons of thunder. But it's interesting. It's exciting. At the end of it, Jesus affirms that he is God and divine. So we love the fact that The Chosen has done a good job of doing that. And the director and the writer and all the people involved have been friends of ours for a long, long time.
Yeah, it was fun interviewing them, and I appreciated the opportunity. And Chosen has definitely captured the minds and imaginations. It can be a little bit of a challenge for some people because there are some liberties, you know, for those apologists that look at the Word of God and look at the way the Word is represented, that it has to be exactly as they understand it to be. And this is where a little bit of the rub comes in, but the creativity and the sentiment and the overall message, as you say, just like in the conclusion of this first installment in the second season, it's clear that Jesus Christ is God. He's fully God, fully man.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there have been over 150 movies. Actually, those 150 count was the count that we gave in the year 2000, sort of wrapping up of that period of time. And now it's 2021, but there are a lot of movies about Jesus. And I remember showing a group of pastors The Passion of the Christ, And before we showed it, one of them said, why do we need another Jesus film? We got a Jesus film, which actually wasn't made by Bill Bright. It was made by a friend of mine, John Heyman, and I had helped on that. And we got a resurrection in it. We got a resurrection in the Jesus of Nazareth. And I said, well, that's a good question. Why would we need another Jesus film? We've got, at that time, I said, well, we've got Billy Graham. Why do we need another preacher? So, you know, why should we have any? And he was sort of shocked that I would actually confront him like that, because he was a big-name preacher. And I said, you know, every one of them has a different personality and reaches different people. And Jesus exactly. told parables. And the fact of the matter is, because I do theology all the time and I bring theologians into movies and television programs, the fact of the matter is we don't know a lot about the details of how did the apostles cut their hair? What did they wear? When did they go? What did they do? You're reimagining a lot of it. And the interesting thing is you have the character of Jesus. Let's not talk about the apostles, but the character of Jesus is manifested differently. Max von Sydow exactly. made a very stern, you know, severe Jesus, and some of them are very friendly and lovable, like the Chosen, Jonathan, and some of them are more aloof, so they represent the whole spectrum and different people. I mean, my uncle, who was number two in the police department in Los Angeles, if we can still say that, who had been a Marine, he was an atheist. And when he saw the Passion of the Christ, when he saw the Passion of the Christ, he came to Christ. So you know, you don't know what's going to reach people.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing is, Ted, and you and I talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. We need to constantly be reminded. I mean, you have the Shema, which is read three times a day, and it's about remembering. Not only do you remind yourself, but you're reminding your children, your family, where you're walking, where you're going. And so the story of the resurrection never gets old. But you know what's exciting for me is, what are the new cinematographers and the new storytellers going to say maybe 10, 15 years down the road about the resurrection?
And I hope they do it, because both of those movies that I mentioned to you, the Jesus film, mm-hmm. and the Passion of the Christ, all three of them, which we argued that Mel had to get a resurrection. He didn't want to put a resurrection in there. Mm. And, you know, I'll give you some of this. That with Jesus of Nazareth, the director was came to Christ after the movie. He was bisexual. He chased my friend Michael York around his villa. I know too many stories about these things.
Yes.
But Bill Bright was going to boycott it. And, the Passion of Christ was the same thing. And Mel mm-hmm. took a long time for him to go through. You know, up until Emperor Constantine, Christianity was considered a minor religion, and it was, persecuted heavily. And the featured character, if you go back to the old churches, as you've done throughout Israel, Turkey, wherever you go, featured the resurrected Jesus. The crucifixion was not emphasized until Constantine saw the cross in the air. And now, in many churches, the crucifixion becomes the only point of reference. But the truth is that what changed the apostles, I mean, you can read, about Dorcas, Tabitha being resurrected, was the resurrection. That was the big news. That was the good news that they were telling
exactly.
people.
Well, it definitely sealed the deal, so to speak, right? I mean, there's been none other who said in advance that he was going to rise from the dead. He, in fact, did. And the fulfillment of all the prophecies that Jesus did in his life here on earth, it's by no accident, clearly. We've got a couple minutes. We've got about 5 minutes left here, and I did want to talk about your review of Penguin Blue. This is a sweet story here.
Well, it's a true story, and it's a cute and adorable story mm-hmm. with a sad, base to it, because you have to have conflict. And the conflict is that the mother and the wife, who loves her children, and she's an avid searcher, and she falls off a balcony, and the railing is broken, that's why. And her world is flipped upside down. It's sort of like Joni Erickson Tata. She can't, she's paralyzed and has to be in a wheelchair, and she becomes discouraged. But one of her children finds this little magpie and names it Penguin. I wonder if they knew that it wasn't a penguin, but it was a magpie.
Exactly.
But anyway, you know, I've been to Tasmania and seen the miniature penguins coming up on the beach and stuff. This is not a penguin. This is a magpie. But a magpie has hurt itself, and the child takes care of it. The mother doesn't want him to. But as the magpie recovers, it helps the mother recover. And it's a beautiful, heartwarming story. And the good news is that there is now a division and one person at Netflix who's trying to make these movies that have more Christian content and more positive family content. And it teaches you about love and persistence and the importance of family and champions marriage. So it's a wonderful, wonderful movie, and we gave it you know, 4 stars. It's a great movie.
Well, that's good. What about Big Shot?
Big Shot is another wonderful story. It's a Disney story. Disney has, you know, loves this. A friend of mine used to produce all the sports movies for Disney. He did Safety, which also went out on Disney, and he was the head of production. He's a great friend. But this one is about, and they always have similar plots. By the way, I see so many movies that they're exactly the same. He's a basketball coach, but he's got a temper, and he throws something and it hits the referee, and so he's banished, and he has to go to a girls' boarding school in La Jolla, and his daughter comes to live with him because she's tired of living with her mother. Of course, he's got a broken family. He has to learn how to deal with his daughter and how to deal with teenage girls. And again, it's got a lot of positive content, and it's got a lot of sports action, and Disney has found that the sports action attracts the men, and the positive family content attracts a lot of women. But you can't say that anymore if you're in the New York Times. They call them people with, you know, ovaries. So I can't call them women anymore. Sorry about that.
Really. I mean, anymore, we need a playbook to know what pronoun to use, and otherwise a flag of some sort of serious dollar penalty will come flying our way. This report that you have at movieguide.org about cinemas across China are being required to show propaganda movies. Why are we surprised by that?
Well, China was going through a relaxed period. And actually, some of the film board in China came to the Movie Guide Awards, and one of them accepted Christ in the lobby of the Universal Hilton as a result of the Movie Guide Awards, which was wonderful. I mean, there was a lot of people, and they had asked me several times to go over there and talk to them about how to make a movie that was more Western, because Hollywood movies did better at the box office. But she has decided to close it down. I mean, after all, you probably know a lot of people who did missionary work in China. My son studied at the Harvard of China, Chinese University. Robbie, one of my 3 sons. Another, my daughter, did mission work in Beijing and also mission work on the border with North Korea. And those all things are closing down. So, now, this is just a step backwards, and there are many movies about the days when Mao was having every play featured communist Chinese super realistic Soviet socialist realism is what they used to call it. And the fact of the matter is those movies and those plays do very badly.
Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide. That's where you want to go, movieguide.org, for all the information to be in the flow of the know, as we say. Ted, as always, a pleasure to have you on, and all the best to you, buddy. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
There's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.